all this money talk and everything that everybody's talking about, what you got to realize is if before you met me, you was on a train, you was wearing my jewelry, you was living in Harlem, no disrespect at all, because I used to wear Dame's jewelry before I got my stuff up. You know, I used to drive his cars. But if you look, think about it, right now y'all got, what, Ferraris, Bentleys, living jersey, jewelry. I don't know who helped you get it, but I would think it would be me to help you get it. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not saying they did it, that I'm the only one. They definitely put their sharing. Mm-hmm. But you got to realize, like, this one, like, you wouldn't have been nowhere where you at without me. Like, I remember I used to tell people Jim's going to rap, and they Dame used to laugh. They used to think it was a joke, and I'm like, no, we're really going to do this. When signed Jewels, you know, they had, you know, they don't talk about none bad. Just, you know, it's the time Bleak is here, Beans or whatever, and I'm like, nah, this kid is going to be a superstar. You know what I'm saying? So I had to fight a lot for everybody to get to where they was at.
You know, it was basically like a breakup that wasn't public, and then it took about 7 months for it to be public and final, you know, because the fans had a really hard time accepting it. You know, the people involved were very tight about admitting it. And it also seems like, you know, like in a divorce, the kids who were all the other like side artists, they were in complete denial.
Yeah.
Like they were attacking me for even reporting it. Yeah. And
sorry about that. So.
That's all right. But
July
40. Yeah. But was it like a divorce where you had to sort of pick sides, like all the friends and associates and crew members, were they picking sides?
They kind of made it like that, not me, because I, to be honest, like anybody who did anything that they want to do, I can't knock it, whether it's Hellrell or JR 40, because I kind of was MIA on everybody. So whoever went to whatever side, and I mean, Jim to them side, it's funny saying that, or whatever, I can't knock them because I wasn't to be found, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I can't knock anybody who went on anybody's side, but you know, it's sometimes we won't get the names and they'll say, oh, I heard you was with this person, I heard you was with that person. And they be like, what you doing with Cam? They'll get mad, you know what I'm saying? Right. So me, I don't care. To me, that's kind of gay. You know what I'm saying? That's like even with the 50 Cent thing. It's like, yo, Jim and them be with 50 this time. Okay, like, I'm not getting mad about no man being with another man. You know what I'm saying? That, to me, that's just ridiculously homo beyond homo. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you chose him over me. Like, how them words come out your mouth? You know what I'm saying? So I never really got mad at anybody who was with them. If I see somebody that's with them, they can come hang out with me tomorrow. It's not a problem at all.